Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkThoughts podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkThoughts podcast. How have everyone been? Yeah. So today, I'm actually going to talk about obedience and why I no longer want to be obedient myself. So, since young, I've always been the obedient girl all the time. The most heard compliment that my parents could get from my teachers are, I'm a very good and obedient girl, apart from other comments on my academic or co-curriculum performance. I've always tried to keep myself up to that standard that my parents or teachers would think that I'm obedient. However, slowly as I grow up, especially now that I'm an adult and I'm fully responsible for my own life, for myself, I started noticing that, wait, something's not quite right here. Yeah. I've noticed that I have issues in voicing out my thoughts, especially as an introvert. To be fair, there's actually lots of thoughts going through my mind, but I never really dare to voice it out. Well, in the recent few years, it's getting better, but still, I don't think I fully jump out of this restriction that I've put on myself since I'm very young. And I do notice that slowly the problems have become even larger. Why? It's because that I'm so used to not voicing out my thoughts, and now I probably don't even think that much about it. Yeah, that's a very dangerous thing that you stop thinking. That isn't ideal. One of the most valuable abilities that we as a human got is to think. There were so many interesting ideas popping out when we think. Imagine if we lost that ability, a lot of the new development that we could see today won't even exist at all. Next, I noticed that I have problems in saying no as well, especially in the past. It's because more of a people pleaser since young. I was trying to please my teachers, my parents, because I thought if I don't, they might dislike me. And I couldn't take it if they dislike me. I have to be liked. I want to be liked. But actually, we're enough as who we are. There are people who love us unconditionally. You don't need to please people for them to like you. You have your own values that you should live up to. And moving on, we all love daydreaming, don't we? However, there might be some people who are brave enough to try challenging themselves to achieve what they are daydreaming about. But as I've always restricted myself under the word obedience since young, I care too much about how people see me. It makes me worried that, what if I do this and people think I'm weird? But if we don't even try to do something about it, it will always just remain as a dream. It's only when you put yourself out there bravely and do things that you've been thinking about, no matter how crazy the ideas are, then you stand a chance to achieve what you're dreaming about. But of course, now that I've taken the time to really reflect on this and how this trait since young has affected me as a person, now I've come up with some strategies and tips to counteract them. First thing first, I'll say now I'm better able to voice out my thoughts. Try pushing yourself to give your first attempts, I'll say. Once you've succeeded in doing that, the following ones aren't that hard anymore. It's a positive reinforcement that we could use on ourselves to make things work for us. And ask yourself, if you don't voice out for yourself, who's gonna do that? No one. Literally no one. We're old enough to be responsible for our own lives now. It's only ourselves that could make a change in how we want to live our life. And next, ask yourself what makes you feel uncomfortable to understand what are your boundaries. Why are boundaries important? If we don't have strong boundaries, we'll always feel bad about ourselves. And you will never be able to live up to someone's expectation 100% too, because we are all different, right? And are that important? I mean, are that important that you're willing to lose how you yourself see yourself? That's probably not worth it. How we see ourselves and feel about ourselves are way more important than anything else. And if you already know that someone trying to manipulate you and try to use you because you know you won't say no, you're more of a people pleaser, why worry that much about losing this friend or family or whatsoever? They don't deserve you either. If it's a true friend, they try to understand that and understand that that's making you uncomfortable. They'll understand you in general. And moving on to daydreaming, I actually like how people daydream because crazy and interesting ideas often come at times that they're the most unpredictable. So it's actually a nice thing to do. But having the courage to really do it, there's another story because it requires your act, not just sitting there daydreaming about it, not doing anything at all. Your execution and of course certain skills are important. It would be better if we feel than we do nothing at all. At least we knew that we've tried and we learn from what we experienced. And the next time if something similar comes, we know how to handle it. We build important skills along the journey too. Skills doesn't come naturally to all of us. Certain skills probably yes, but most of it you have to learn it. You have to earn it and put them into practice and they'll be part of you. So, I guess that's kind of sum up why I no longer want to be that obedient because overly obedient is not a good thing in my opinion. And there's a few tips that I'm currently working on and hopefully that helps you as well if you think you're overly obedient as well. I guess that's it for me today. If you do have any ideas that you'd like to share with me, feel free to comment down below and let me know what your thoughts about this.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@ingthoughts.com or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of ingthoughtspod. Thanks again and see you all next week. Bye-bye.